I'm going to share with you from 1 Samuel chapter 30. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How to encourage yourself. 7 steps to encouraging yourself. Amen. Amen. Right. Now, every Christian needs to learn how to encourage himself. For let us pray. Father, we thank you for your blessing tonight. We pray that you will anoint the word of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Right. So every Christian needs to learn how to draw encouragement from within himself. Amen. In life, you come across many discouraging situations, many discouraging moments and periods and seasons of your life. How many have gone through such a time or period before? Yeah. Where you feel so discouraged, you feel like every effort that you have put into becoming anything or getting anything has been worthless. Do you understand? You didn't get what you wanted. Hallelujah. Isn't it? Dorcas, is it not true? It's very true, isn't it? Yeah. You feel like the system has let you down. You feel, the worst one is when you feel that you have let yourself down. Do you understand? That one, both the accuser and the accused are the same person. Do you understand? And it's a very difficult place to be because you don't know how to deliver yourself from yourself. Do you see? It's a lot easier if the accuser is someone else and you have to deliver yourself from that someone. But when you and you are against yourself or are at war with each other, then it's a problem because you can never get away from you, isn't it? Right. So what do you do at such times? You have to learn to encourage yourself. Amen. You have to learn to motivate yourself. You have to learn to lift your spirit up. You have to learn to lift your soul up and learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. King David is a very good example of that. And that's why I want us to read 1 Samuel chapter 30 from verse 1 before I give you 7 quick steps and then we will close. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 1. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives. Wow. That were therein. They slew not any, thank God, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Hey! Has it happened to you before? You cry until you are tired. You don't stop crying because the matter is finished, but because you're tired of crying. Do you understand? Many times when little children cry, you just have to leave them till they get to that point. They'll cry and cry and cry and cry until they get tired. Then they take a break. Then when they see you, they remember they were crying. So they resume quickly. But you can see that the energy to cry, it's not there anymore. It's finished. Hallelujah. But these guys cried until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives. Ahinom the Jezreelites and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. For the people spake of stoning him. This is the his other people, his other friends who were also crying. Now they turned on him and decided to stone him. Do you see? They spake of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this is the place that tonight I want to encourage us all to learn how to get to. Amen. Which is that when all is against you and when you are in distress like David was, when the people speak of stoning him, because there were a group of people who had gone out with David to fight and to take conquer and so on. And when they came back, their own city had been plundered and had been burnt down. And all their families had been carried away by the enemy to a place. So the people were wondering, but you, we followed you. And now look at how much trouble has come to our lives because of you. You see, so now these people turned against David, even though David's wives were also included. But they turned against David. But the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Say with me, David encouraged himself in his God. Say with me, and David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Okay, I don't know which version this is, but my version says David. This is what? King James? In the Lord his God. All right, okay. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Amen. So you need to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord your God. In the time of distress, in those days when you feel so low, at those times when you feel like giving up, you need to learn the art of encouraging yourself in the Lord and keeping yourself from going down. Say amen. Amen. All right. So how do you do this? How do you encourage yourself in the Lord? Let me read another verse to you before I start giving you the steps. Read Psalms number 42 and verse 5. Psalm 42 and verse 5. The Bible says David spoke again to himself. You can see in Psalm 42 and verse 5. He says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Hallelujah. So once again, you can see David speaking or addressing himself, addressing his discouraged self and questioning, why are you so discouraged? Hallelujah. There are times when you literally have to step outside yourself and ask yourself, why are you so discouraged? Do you understand? You have to ask yourself, why are you so discouraged? Why are you so disquieted within me? You know, this is the man who is trying to search for, you know, there are times when, I don't quite know how to describe this, but there are times when you feel within you something is wrong. Do you understand? And you can't actually trace the feeling. You can't actually, you don't know exactly what is making you feel so uneasy, but you do know that you are disquieted within you. Do you understand? There is some unrest within you. Sometimes it happens even when you sin. Do you get it? Or when you say something you shouldn't have said, or you hear something you shouldn't have heard, or something like that, you've come to a place of disquietness, you see, and you lose a certain tranquility that is in your spirit. Is it true? Yeah. Right. Now, David was in such a place, and he began to search within himself, you know, What is the source of this and what is the cause of this? Why am I feeling so unsettled and so discouraged? What exactly is wrong? Hallelujah. Then he says, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Hallelujah. Amen. So seven steps to encouraging yourself. Number one is to develop a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Develop a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Now, how do you develop a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit? You develop a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit by faith. Amen? You do it by faith. You must speak to him and hear him speaking to you in that moment. Hallelujah. You have to be constantly aware of the greater one who is in you. The Bible says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. So you need to be conscious of the greater one who is in you. Amen. You need to be conscious that no matter what is going on around you, no matter what is going on outside you, the greater one is in you and is with you. Hallelujah. The greater one is with you and is in you. And you have to commune with the greater one. Hallelujah. You need to learn to relate with the Spirit. One of the reasons why we need to relate with the Holy Spirit or form a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit is because one of his names is the Comforter. Hallelujah. Jesus said that I will have to leave you because if I don't leave you, the Comforter will not come. Hallelujah. Amen. Then he says the Comforter is the Holy Spirit who is going to be sent to us in place of Jesus. Hallelujah. When Jesus was around, he was available to speak to. You know, he could speak to the disciples. He could encourage them. But when he left the earth, he replaced himself with the Comforter. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is supposed to be to us what Jesus would have been to us if he were here physically and present with us. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That is why we need to learn to relate with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Relate with the Spirit. That is one of the reasons why we need to learn to be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. If you're filled with the Spirit, you are filled also with the Comforter or the Spirit of comfort. Amen. And the Bible teaches us clearly how to be filled with the Spirit. It says, by speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Hallelujah. So one of the ways to sort of activate the help of the Comforter within you is to learn how to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Because as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord, you are being filled with the Spirit. And as you are being filled with the Spirit, you are being filled with the Comforter. You are being filled with the comforting power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Hallelujah. And he wells up in you and encourages you, and you continue to be filled until the discouragement is gone. Can I have an amen? So learn how to relate with the Holy Spirit. Relate with the Comforter in times of discouragement and times of depression. Learn how to look up to the Spirit. Say amen. Amen. All right. Number two, receive living messages from God by the simple reading of the Scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. Receive messages, living messages from God by the simple reading of the Scriptures. Hallelujah. Now, you also need to learn as a Christian to look to the Bible as a source of encouragement. Hallelujah. You need to learn how to look to the Word of God as a source of encouragement. Hallelujah. That when you are in need of encouragement or direction, you need to learn how to take the Bible and have faith. Do you understand? Yeah. Even that whichever part of the scriptures you read at the time, that's the, what the Lord is saying to you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. That you need to learn to have faith. See, Christianity is by faith. Relating with God is by faith. We have not seen God. Do you understand? None of us has seen God anywhere. All our relationship with God and our relating with God is based on faith. Hallelujah. So you need to learn to read the scriptures and derive encouragement from them just by the simple reading of the scriptures, because the scriptures are powerful. Hallelujah. The scriptures are powerful. One time when Jesus went to church, the Bible says there was given to him the scriptures, and then he read it. When he finished, he closed the book and sat down. Did you get it? Yeah, we've read the scriptures. That is it. Are you getting it? So you need to understand that the scriptures themselves are powerful. Hallelujah. They are very powerful. That is why the Jews, they recite the Torah. You see them reading the thing. I mean, you see, once I sat on a bus and this guy came to sit on a bus. I tell you, the whole time he had his hand on some scripture and he was running his fingers under the words like that and muttering the words. Of course, I didn't understand them, but he just went on and on. The whole journey, he was just doing that. You understand? We need, as Christians, to learn how to read the scriptures. In fact, some of the greatest blessings or the best or greatest revelations I have had from the scriptures just came from reading it. Just reading a long passage and just reading and just reading and reading just to encourage myself. Do you understand? Because you begin to see that the Word is powerful. Do you understand? The Word is powerful. The Bible says the Word is God. And exposure to the Word itself is exposure to God Himself. Hallelujah. And so you need to learn how to read the scriptures when you are feeling low. Amen. When you are discouraged, when things have not turned out as you hoped that they would, as you expected that they would, you need to learn to occupy yourself and occupy your mind and your thoughts with the scriptures. Hallelujah. And that is going to be a great blessing to you. Say amen. Amen. Next one. Next thing you need to do to stay encouraged is to remember other problems that God has delivered you from. Remember other problems God has delivered you from. When you remember what the Lord has done in the past, you will be encouraged. Isn't it? God expects us to remember things He has done for us in order to encourage ourselves and to stay encouraged. Hallelujah. That is why in Mark chapter 8 and verse 18, from Mark chapter 8 and from verse 18, you can see, Mark chapter 8 and verse 18, you can see how Jesus was addressing his disciples. He says, "Haven't eyes, see ye not? And haven't ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember?" Do you get it? It says, "Do you not remember?" Let's back up a little bit. Let's go to verse 15, and then we'll read from there. Let's come from 15 downwards. Okay? Mark chapter 18 and verse 15. So, "And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread." That's why he's talking like that. Do you see? "And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, why reason ye because we have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened?" Then the next verse, verse 18, "Having eyes, see ye not? And having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? Then he says, when I break the five loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They said unto him, 12. And when the seven among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that ye do not understand? Hallelujah. So obviously Jesus did this miracle twice, isn't it? The first time there were 12 baskets left, and then the second time there were 7 baskets of fragments. Hallelujah. But Jesus had just said something, and the people were trying to say that, well, Jesus is saying what he's saying because there's no bread. And he wants them to remember that, look, you need to remember the things I've done in the past. Because thinking about what I've done in the past will help you in your expectation for what I will do in the future. Hallelujah. You need to think about what the Lord has done in the past. So he said, look, when we broke 5 loaves of bread to feed 5,000, how many fragments or baskets of fragments did you pick up? They said 12. Then he said, what about when we broke the loaves of bread 7 to feed 4,000? How many baskets full did you pick up? They said, we picked up 7 baskets. Then he said, okay, so if you remember that, then why don't you understand what I have just said? In other words, I was hoping that you would recall what I have done to understand that I don't have a problem with bread or making bread for that matter. Hallelujah. So all of us have had miraculous experiences with the Lord, isn't it? All of us can look back in our lives and think of a testimony. You can think of a breakthrough. You can think of something that the Lord has done for you. You can think of when you thought it was the end, and to your surprise, it was just the beginning. You can think of when you thought you were going to go down, and to your surprise, you went up. You can think of a time when you thought everything is finished. Now I don't know what to do anymore. And to your surprise, the Lord came through miraculously. All of us have miracles that we can think about. All of us have experiences and encounters we have had with God that we can think about and that we can look back at and remember and call to remembrance so that we can stand on that to form our expectation of the Lord for the future and for what situation we're faced with. Can I have an amen? So we need to think about what God has done for us. Hallelujah. We need to remember that is one of the purposes of miracles. God wants to give you something to remember so that you can look up to him and remember that he did this for you and it is not too hard for him to do it again. Say amen. Amen. Number 4, make positive confessions. Make positive confessions. Make positive confessions. Hallelujah. Positive confessions have a way of bringing life back into you. Hallelujah. Positive confessions based on faith. Faith confessions. Confessions of your faith. You know, and speaking the opposite of what you are experiencing. Do you understand? Speaking the opposite of what you are experiencing causes you to have strength. Amen. So the Bible says, let the weak say, you see, otherwise the weak should be saying, I'm weak. Isn't it? Yeah. It's almost like the weak is lying when she says, I am strong. Do you get it? But he says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Why should the weak say, I'm strong? Why shouldn't the weak rather acknowledge his weakness? Why shouldn't the weak say, look, I'm weak, so that he can get help? Why shouldn't the weak just acknowledge and be real and practical and say that, look, what is happening here is that I'm weak. But, and why wouldn't the weak rather just be truthful and just say that, look, I'm weak? But no. The Bible says that let the weak say, I am strong. If the weak must speak, what he is expected to say is the opposite of what he is going through. Hallelujah. When the weak opens his mouth, the Lord expects to hear that he is strong. He says, let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah. He said, but well, if I'm weak, why shouldn't I acknowledge that I'm weak? Well, the fact that somebody enters the room and says, let the weak say I'm strong, and you say I'm strong, it means you have already acknowledged that you are the weak person, but you are choosing to say the opposite, which is what will take you forward, instead of repeating your weakness. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. So once you are beginning to make that confession and saying the positive things, you have already identified yourself as a weak person. But you are choosing not to stay with the weakness, but to identify with strength by saying, I am strong. Hallelujah. And as you confess, I am strong, as you confess, I am strong, soon you begin to believe what you're saying. And as you begin to believe it, it starts to change you. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you find out that what you truly believe in your inner self is what you end up becoming. Can I have an amen? Amen. That is why God wants us to make positive confessions. And the book, Name It, Take It, and Claim It, is a very good book for that, such confessions. Hallelujah. When you start to make those confessions, you begin to see life comes around you. If you just take the book and you start to read and start to make confessions on your life, confessions against weakness, against failure, you know, confessions to bring you to victory. As you make some of these confessions, you begin to realize that strength and energy comes into you somehow. Hallelujah. It is supernatural, but it is real. Hallelujah. As you speak faith and speak, make faith confessions, the Bible actually talks about the shield of faith, isn't it? With which you will quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Amen. When the enemy has attacked you with discouragement, the Bible says the shield of faith can be used to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Hallelujah. So having you, let's literally picture a shield of faith, which is used to quench the arrows and the darts that the enemy throws at you. The enemy has you in a corner and is throwing the darts of discouragement at you to pin you to the wall, to overcome you and to just take you out completely. But with the shield of faith confessions, the Bible says we will quench all such darts in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Number five, learn to listen to appropriate tapes and get fired up again. Appropriate messages and get fired up again. When you are discouraged, you need to learn to listen to the appropriate messages, isn't it? Yeah. And one of the types of messages that bring great encouragement, camp messages. Hallelujah. Camp messages are a great choice. Any camp at all. Any camp. But camp messages are a great choice for moments of discouragement. Amen. And you need to have them. All of you have the makane. You need to learn how to put the makane on and just leave it on around you. Do you understand? Just leave it on and just let it play. Even when you're doing things and you're busy, just leave it on and let it play. Because as you enter the message, you will not know when the Spirit will take you over. And you will not know when you will leave the discouragement and join the people in the camp meeting and begin to experience the same blessings as they experienced during the camp meeting. Hallelujah. So get yourself exposed to the right messages. Amen. Listen to the right messages and just relax, and you're going to enjoy them. And God will bless you. And the next one is play the right music at the right time. Play the right music. Play the right music. Now, there are certain songs that are not so encouraging. Do you understand? I find that some songs are not so encouraging to listen to. You see, there are some people who like to listen to these kinds of, I don't know what to call them, but they are some kinds of local type of gospel songs, you know, from Ghana. I don't know, but when I hear those songs, I there's something about them I can't really relate to them at all. You get it? Yeah, they like to play those songs at funerals, you see, and they call them gospel songs, but I don't know if they are gospel. I don't know. I really don't know. But I am just saying that those kinds of songs, they bring rather discouragement. Do you understand? They make you want to cry more. And they make your whole atmosphere just tense and discouraging. So find songs that lift up your spirit. Amen. Now, when your spirit is being lifted up, you will know it. And if your spirit, I cannot give you a list of songs. But when your spirit is being lifted up by a song, you will know that, look, this song is blessing me. Do you see? And when you are being brought down by a song, on the other hand, you also know it. And you have to be honest and sincere with yourself and say that this is not helping me and turn it off. Hallelujah. Then you also have to learn how to be sincere and honest and say this is helping me. And you listen to it. And when you find a song that helps you, just put it on repeat. And play it and play it and play it and play it and play it. I find that songs that are based on the scriptures are very helpful. Songs that are not just someone writing some nice lyrics, but songs that are, you know, literal verses from the Bible, where the person is speaking the word of God. Such songs are very powerful in their impact and in their ability to lift up your spirit. Hallelujah. So get a good collection of good Christian music so you can have an assortment and you'll be able to play them as and when you need it. Hallelujah. Watch out especially when the Holy Spirit gives you a song. And that's why you need to have a good collection. Because sometimes I find that the Holy Spirit brings a song into my heart and then I have to look on my iPod for that song. And what joy it is when I find it. You know, sometimes I can't find the song and it pains me that I don't have it. But many times I have the song. And when I play the song, I just put that one song on repeat. Hallelujah. I put that one song on repeat. I remember somewhere at the beginning of the year when I went to, I think it was to South Africa or so, there was just one song like that. And throughout the 2 weeks or so that I stayed over there, I played one song every single day from morning to evening. I mean, as long as I was in my room, and as long as I was, when I entered my room, I just turned it on. Just one song, you know. So since then, I've put a song on break because as soon as I played, I remember South Africa. So I just put it on break. Not that it's wrong to remember South Africa, but I just, you know, I just thought, you know, this song can rest a little while. Hallelujah. But some of these songs are inspired by the Holy Spirit, and He brings it into your heart. And you need to find it. It's like a verse. You need to find it and let the song do its work. And God will use that to encourage you. Amen. Then the last point for tonight is avoid discouraging people. Avoid depressive and discouraging personalities who only draw you back into depression and into the darkest places. Hallelujah. Yeah. There are some people who are very negative. Do you know such people? Yeah. There are people who are very negative. They don't see anything good. And they are the last people you want to talk to or relate with when you are discouraged. Hallelujah. So avoid such people at all costs. Amen. Avoid such people at all costs, and don't let such people into your life. Don't visit such people. Don't allow such people to visit you when you're discouraged. When they call you, don't talk to them, because they will only send you further and further into the discouragement. You need some people who will make you laugh. You need some people who will make you, you know, who will lift you up. Hallelujah. When I'm discouraged, I have certain people that I call. I have certain pastors. When I don't feel very happy, I have certain particular people. One of them is Pastor Nat. You know, people who will just make you laugh and will say things to encourage you and just lift you up, and very funny things. Even when he starts telling you his problems, you begin to laugh. Hallelujah. So such people are good to have around you. And everybody needs such people. Say amen. Amen. Everyone needs such people who will cheer you up and who will bring some lightness into the heaviness and cause things to be easier. Then the very last point is, remember that joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Remember that joy cometh in the morning. The scripture says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Hallelujah. Joy will come when? In the morning. Hallelujah. Joy will come in the morning. He says, for his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. The night can never refuse to give way to the morning. Amen. The night always gives way to the morning. Whether the night likes it or not, morning will take over. Hallelujah. Amen. Soon enough, the sun will begin to rise, the day will begin to break, darkness will start to go away, and joy will come in the morning. Hallelujah. So you need to learn to expect times of joy. Expect that this season of discouragement will pass. Expect that the times will change. Expect that it will not always be like this. Believe that you will smile and laugh again, because joy will come in the morning. Hallelujah. It says weeping may endure. Weeping will continue for a night. Sometimes the night seems so long, but the morning surely comes. Hallelujah. So especially in the winter, the night begins quite early, but so does the morning at summertime. Hallelujah. Summertime, the nights are shorter and the day is longer. Hallelujah. So believe that a period of laughter will follow the period of mourning. That a day of smiling is coming again, which will be after the day of sadness and gloom. Hallelujah. That the Lord will cause you to lighten up again. God will lift up your spirit. God will encourage you. And God will help you to go through the difficult days. Hallelujah. So those are seven quick ways to overcome or to encourage yourself. And everybody needs to have that. You need to learn how to do it. Because you will not always have a pastor in your house. You will not always have people around you. Amen. You need to learn to be by yourself and not allow yourself to go down and to collapse, no matter what is happening and no matter what you see around you. Hallelujah. So I believe that God will bless and God will encourage us in Jesus' name. Say amen. What is number one quickly? Develop a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Number two, by the simple reading of the scriptures. Number three, remember other problems God has delivered you from, isn't it? Number four, make positive confessions. Isn't it? And then number five, do what? Learn to listen to appropriate messages and get fired up again. Hallelujah. And then number six is what? Play the right music. Every Christian must invest in a good collection of the right music. Hallelujah. I saw someone in Ghana. In fact, I hope that I get it. The person was showing me. He had 5 hours of Christian reggae music. Five non-stop. 5 hours. You know, very powerful. Like when you play it loudly, you see that even the car begins to, you know. So you need to get some good music like that and play it to lift up your spirit. Hallelujah. Your soul is responsive to music. And when you get the right one, it will take him up. If you get the wrong one, it will take him down. Hallelujah. So get the right one to take yourself up in him. Then number six is what? Oh, that's number six. Okay. And then number seven is avoid discouraging and depressive people, isn't it? The personalities who will draw you back into darkness. Amen. Right? And then number eight is remember that joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Well, stand to your feet and let's pray and thank God for tonight. Amen. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. We thank you that we have not been left at the mercy of discouragement, but rather you have shown us in your word a way of escape that we may be able to endure it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Bible says you deliver him from them all. I pray in Jesus' name tonight that your word will take root in our hearts, in our spirits, that we'll remember the word of God when it matters the most, that we will do the right thing. We will stay encouraged. We will fight, O God, and stay encouraged in the name of Jesus, that we will not go down, that the enemy will not pull us down, but Lord, that your spirit will raise up a standard against him in our spirits, that we may be able to overcome and endure in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing on this church. Thank you, O God, for increase. Thank you for establishment in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We pray for all our sheep at this time. We remember all our members wherever they are tonight, in the name of Jesus, that your spirit will begin to gather them and begin to arrest their hearts and their spirits in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and for your blessing in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. You turned my